Hi, this is Mark DiCiani. Welcome to my podcast series on drumming. Today's topic is thoughts on drum method books. Most drum method books are filled with important exercises and patterns that are valuable and fun to learn and form some of the basic elements of drumming vocabulary. These books include stick control, syncopation, new breed, future sounds, and those on jazz, second line, funk, Brazilian, and Afro-Cuban styles. Drum books can be an effective tool to introduce new ideas and different ways of playing, but with so much information in print and online, it can be tough to figure out the good from the not so good. It's essential that when working from drum books to not just practice the exercises and patterns, but also to internalize the underlying concepts. Otherwise, our learning may be illusory, and we might mistake fluency in playing beats and rhythms with mastery of the fundamental ideas. So don't just rely on what's written. Take it and make something of your own with them. Some of the most influential drummers in history never owned a drum book. Ultimately, the answers to becoming an excellent drummer and musician are not in any book, but in the musicality and creativity you build into your own playing. So be sure to rely heavily on the immersive learning you get from listening. Feel free to contact me with your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. Good luck and have fun. Thanks for listening. This is Mark DiCiani.